USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 23 people have died in a tornado which hit Lee County in southeast Alabama. The number could go higher as people are missing. There is major damage. WRBL reporter Elizabeth White is there.
It's just going to be a massive effort. We are talking weeks, possibly months. Everybody has been asking, what can we do to help? At this point in time, Chief Fraser says it best. Just pray for the people here in Beauregard, in Lee County, in the East Alabama area.
Annette Rowland is the Regional Communications Director for the Red Cross.
We are mobilizing our volunteers as well as our vehicles and the food as well as our cleanup kits that we will be distributing. We are mobilizing all of that as we speak.
Parts of Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida were also hit by that storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says it isn't a bad thing that President Trump walked away from any deal with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week, even though some pundits have said it's a defeat for the president. Bolton spoke with Christopher Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
The president stressed to Kim Jong-un he thought progress had been made. He thought that there were still negotiations that were possible. I would say the North Koreans were very disappointed we didn't buy their bad deal. You know, that's life in the big city.
The Trump administration is ramping up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to leave office. They've imposed sanctions on 6 high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. They've also revoked the visas of other officials and their relatives. The sanctions come after the Maduro regime blocked humanitarian aid convoys, and the revocation of visas are aimed at punishing those who have done well in Venezuela despite the economic upheaval in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Much of the northeastern U.S. will continue to experience a wintry mix of rain and sleet, while some areas could receive up to a foot of snow. John Clements reports.
Forecasters believe sections of the Ohio Valley to western and northern Pennsylvania, the middle of New York State, and northwestern New England could get the heaviest snowfall. Bob Larson with AccuWeather tells us elsewhere on Sunday it'll be a wintry mix.
That's on the north and northwest side of the storm system. On the south side, it'll be rain and in some cases thunderstorms, and in between, a narrow but very important zone of freezing rain and sleet.
That is Bob Larson with AccuWeather. I'm John Clemens.
A Motown legend will be immortalized on a postage stamp. USA's Chris Barnes delivers the details.
The U.S. Postal Service will release a stamp honoring Marvin Gaye on April 2nd. On what would have been his 80th birthday. It's part of the Postal Service's Music Icon series, designed to look like a record sleeve. Inspired by historic photographs, Gay was known for this song, What's Going On,
What's Going On, What's Going On,
and Let's Get It On, among many, many others. He was fatally shot by his father in 1984. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.